At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And highs in the mid to upper 80s, that's about a 25 to 30 degree turnaround in temperatures from what we saw today on Saturday. And it gets even warmer heading into Monday with highs around 90 degrees. If we hit 90 on Monday, that'll be the first time this year and about 2 weeks earlier than our average of May 16th. Tuesday brings with it the chance for some afternoon showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
It is 55 degrees in Friendship Heights on what's left of a Saturday night, 11:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Hello there. I'm Ian Crawford. Coming up, a man is stabbed to death near Audi Field just before tonight's DC United soccer match.
An update on protest and the encampment at George Washington University. I'm Lynn Bowie.
One dead, several others hurt in a pair of overnight shootings in the district.
A crash in Prince William turns deadly. Police say alcohol may be a factor. I'm Ralph Fox.
Members of Baltimore's Latino community erect a monument to the workers killed in the Key Bridge collapse. The Nats pick up a win on the road against the Marlins. It's 12 midnight.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Weather in the Heartland.
Let's not panic. Let's follow the rules, follow the process, and make sure that we're all safe.
That's Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen. While hundreds of homes have been destroyed, miraculously no reports of deaths where the storms really hit hard, and in Iowa there. Weather Channel meteorologist Combs is in Kansas City, Missouri.
Plenty of moisture to work with along with these storms moving through. So not only are we worried about very large hail, tornadoes, damaging wind gusts, but also that possibility for flash flooding across this region.
CBS News correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Oklahoma.
More than two dozen tornadoes ripped through Nebraska on Friday. Homes leveled and businesses battered as the twisters carved their way through the Cornhusker State. Near Lincoln, a powerful tornado crossed a highway.
It's okay, it's okay.
The violent winds flipped a semi and scattered debris. The storm intensified and continued its path of destruction. Drone video shows the damage in Elkhorn outside Omaha. The small town left decimated.
The whole neighborhood's gone.
Student protests nationwide are growing over the Israel-Hamas war. In St. Louis at Washington University, protesters are demanding the school divest from Boeing. KMOV-TV's Shoshana Stahl is on the campus.
Here on WashU's campus, hundreds of people chanting. They want free Gaza. They want free Palestine. They're saying they want Washington University to divest from Boeing. Students I spoke to say they have several other demands.
We are protesting for an end to the genocide against a bombing campaign that has killed over 30,000 Palestinians, that's injured over 70,000 more.
They're calling for a ceasefire right now. We have reached out to Washington University. We were told that no one is available.
President Biden made jokes about himself tonight at the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner in D.C. Then he turned the tables and talked about his 2024 rival, Donald Trump.
Age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me.
And hundreds of protesters had gathered outside the Washington Hilton where the event was held to demand the Biden administration stop providing Israel with weapons and military funding amid that ongoing offensive in Gaza. Harvey Weinstein's attorney says the disgraced movie mogul is at a New York City hospital for a host of tests after being moved to Rikers Island jail Friday. He arrived there from the upstate prison he's been in since his 2020 rape conviction. Weinstein is 72 and has a host of medical issues from diabetes to sleep apnea and heart problems. He remains in custody due to his L.A. conviction in 2022 when he was sentenced to 16 years in prison. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
It's 12:03 a.m. It's 56 degrees. Mostly cloudy, spotty shower, lows near 50. Hello and good morning. I'm Rich Hunter. The top local stories we're following this hour. Man is dead tonight after stabbing outside Audi Field. D.C. police said officers responded about 6:30 Saturday night. When they arrived, they found a man with several stab wounds. The victim was taken to the hospital where he later died. Officers say a suspect in that stabbing is in custody. It came about an hour before last night's D.C. United Major League Soccer game against the Seattle Sounders at Audi Field. The team said the incident did not affect the kickoff time of the game, and they are working with investigators. More than 48 hours after it started, a protest against the war in Gaza continues at George Washington University. WTOP's Lynn Bowie spoke with students about their message and demands.
Traditional Arabic music is playing on 8th Street next to University Yard, where more than a dozen tents have the street blocked off.
As someone who's Palestinian, I never imagined I would see anything like this in my life.
Grad student Moataz Salem has been here since the beginning and calls it a solidarity encampment.
7 of these students got suspended already, and they've threatened all of us with more suspensions, and still, they're here, we're all here. It's a beautiful thing.
Among their demands for the university, divest from Israeli companies and end academic partnerships with Israeli institutions. At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Organizers say at least 7 students have been suspended and are each facing 9 counts of misconduct. GW has a long history of protesting global conflict. In 1968, the group Students for a Democratic Society seized and occupied a building to protest the university's actions regarding the Vietnam War. It is 12:05. D.C. police detectives have their hands full after a pair of shootings overnight, one of them deadly. The first happened around 11:30 Friday night along Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle after an inside dispute spilled outside. Investigators say at least 6 people were hurt. 5 of them were hospitalized but are expected to be okay. The 6th victim refused treatment. Police identify the suspect as 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. They also say a weapon was recovered at the scene. Less than 3 hours later, officers responded to a second shooting at a restaurant on U Street in Northwest. One man, 43-year-old Kenneth Goines of Salisbury, Maryland, was shot several times and killed inside the restaurant. Police are looking for 2 suspects in that incident. After 3 years of offering more upscale items in their neighborhood corner stores, Foxtrot has shut down in D.C.
All 6 stores in the D.C. area and the rest of the company's stores in Chicago and Dallas shut down Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager of the Georgetown store.
It's still really tough for me to accept that a decision like this could be made that would affect so many people without a fair warning. Yeah, it's really tough.
The store is offering imported wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats were popular around here. The company said in a statement it explored many ways to stay open but couldn't find a viable option. The company has about 1,000 employees across the country. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial for the 6 road workers killed in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. A group of mourners gathered at the memorial Friday evening to remind the public that even as cleanup efforts proceed on schedule and maritime traffic resumes through the port of Baltimore, 2 of the victims remain missing. The workers were immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. They were filling potholes on the bridge in the early morning hours of March 26th when a container ship lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns. Coming up on WTOP, the state of U.S. workers in 2024. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Did someone say free ride home? If you like carpooling or vanpooling, but worry about getting stuck at the office, relax. With Commuter Connections, you can get up to 6 free rides home for unexpected emergencies or unscheduled overtime, even if you're commuting just a few times a week. Register or renew for guaranteed ride home today at commuterconnections.org or call 800-745-RIDE. Some restrictions apply.
Good morning. It is now 12:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's say good morning to Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Good morning, Rich. Problems in Virginia. We have an accident in Alexandria on the Beltway Outer Loop right before Telegraph Road. One vehicle is fully engulfed, so all lanes are closed right now. Fire EMS, police are on scene taking care of this one. Looks like it might be out there for a little while. An accident has three lanes blocked in Annandale on the Beltway Outer Loop between Braddock Road and the exit for Springfield. Three cars are involved in this one, so you want to stay to the left to get by. We have an accident with the right lane blocked in Springfield on 95 northbound between Franconia Springfield Parkway and Route 684. Construction has two right lanes blocked in Vienna on Route 7 westbound between Route 123 and the Dulles Toll Road. We're closed due to a construction zone near the Pentagon on Boundary Channel Drive southbound between Route 27 and 395, and construction work in Dumfries on 95 northbound between Dumfries Road and Dale Boulevard. In Maryland, where you continue to be closed for a crash investigation in Mechanicsville on Buds Creek Road, both directions between Mechanicsville Road and Thompson Corner Road. We have construction with the right lane closed in Frederick on 270 southbound between Route 15 and Route 80. And we're closed in both directions due to construction in Upper Marlboro, that on Route 382 between Croom Station Road and Sasser Lane. Beltway looks good from 270 to 95. The Bay Bridge moving along with no problems there. No construction right now. In the district, road construction has 295 northbound reduced to one lane between Burroughs Avenue and Eastern Avenue. And construction has the roadway reduced to one lane at the 3rd Street Tunnel in the northbound direction between D Street and Route 50 and southbound at the split to the freeway. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert Meteorologist Mark Pena.
Bit of a mild start to the day today with temperatures only in the mid-50s, and this comes after a day yesterday where the high was only 60 degrees thanks to the clouds and rain. Now, that will not be the case today thanks to a warm front that pushed through overnight. We've got forecast highs today in the mid to upper 80s. That's about 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we saw just yesterday, and it gets even warmer tomorrow with sunshine continuing in the forecast and a temperature of about 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 56 degrees downtown in Georgetown, 53 out in Bowie, 56 to the west in Leesburg, and we've got 56 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Gina Cervetti.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. How do you feel about your job? Morning Consult researchers have been tracking the state of the workforce for 3 years. Now in post-pandemic 2024, they say U.S. workers are generally satisfied with what they're doing.
The one exception, I would say, is that Gen Z lags a little bit compared to the general worker population.
Amy He is head of industry analysis at Morning Consult.
And they're also more likely to engage in what we call kind of quiet quitting behaviors, really because of where they are in their careers, and also the way that they think and talk about work is different than other cohorts and like their older predecessors.
Meanwhile, the preference for remote work only has taken a backseat to hybrid models. About half of U.S. workers said they were using artificial intelligence in their jobs. Morning Consult's He tells us that millennials are very enthusiastic about AI.
They have high levels of interest in all kinds of use cases for AI, not just those in the workplace.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Gina Cervetti on WTOP.
And coming up on WTOP, last year, President Biden called for federal employees to return to the office. Federal News Network, our sister station, recently surveyed federal employees to see how it's going. We'll get an update next. It is 12:12.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
The WTOP Charity of the Month is Meals on Wheels America.
A knock at the door might not seem like a big deal to many of us, but to a homebound senior, a knock from a Meals on Wheels volunteer means compassion, good healthy food, human connection. Every knock has an impact, and it sometimes saves lives. Demand continues to grow at a rapid rate, and our aging loved ones urgently need your help. For more information, visit WTOP.com, search charities. That's WTOP.com, search charities.
It's 12:13.
Collider says BritBox has TV everyone should be watching. Stream acclaimed series with powerful performances from Jodie Whittaker, Tamara Lawrence, Bella Ramsey, and Matthew McFadyen. Discover new BritBox original series you won't find anywhere else. Like Three Little Birds, Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, and a new chapter of BAFTA-winning drama, Time. Stream what the New York Times calls the best of British telly, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-311-9595, 800-311-9595, 800-311-9595.
Coming up, a woman is dead following a crash early Saturday morning. More from WTOP in about 45 seconds.
Coming soon to Just Sold. This is Dave Johnson. That's what happens, as I found out, when you connect with Jennifer Young and her team at Jennifer Young Homes. And to start your home selling stress-free journey, start with Jennifer's free seller seminar. It's Wednesday, May 1st at 6:30. It's online at jenniferyounghomes.com, and that's where you go to reserve your spot. And that's the time, yeah, to get your questions answered, and you'll find out how it goes from coming soon to just sold. Remember, reserve your spot, jenniferyounghomes.com.
Keller Williams Realty, 703-815-5700.
If you commute every day, you know what strong winds and heavy rainfall can do to your drive. Find out what you'll be facing with WTOP traffic and weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 12:15. It's been a year since the Biden administration first called for federal employees to return to more, quote, frequent and meaningful, unquote, in-person work. For federal workers, it's meant waking up earlier, sitting in traffic, plus sitting at a desk all day. It has many employees asking why. Federal News Network conducted a survey recently about the return to work and how it's going for federal employees. FNN's Drew Friedman joined WTOP's John and Michelle to discover the overall feeling from federal workers about the return to the office.
The general feeling after experiencing this shift and coming back to work in person more often is definitely questioning why this is happening and the rationale behind it from agency leadership. So according to that survey that we conducted earlier this month, over half of the employees said their senior leaders at their agency haven't clearly explained why they're returning to the office or the purpose for it. When there were explanations from agencies, some said that it would lead to stronger collaboration, productivity, or efficiency. Many feds still felt like that wasn't really lining up with the realities of what they were seeing in the office. And actually, more than two-thirds of our survey respondents agreed that in-office work makes them less productive. So there's a bit of a disconnect between what's the intention of returning to the office and what employees are seeing in reality.
So what direction is this heading in? Are we going to continue to see more federal workers required to be in the office more often, or are they going to, you know, win in their pushback campaign maybe?
So many agencies definitely have been sharing return to office changes. The general goal right now is to be present in the office at least 50% of the time. That doesn't appear to be changing anytime soon, but there is a chance that this could change in the future, perhaps in a future administration, to actually increase in-office work even more. But federal employees, federal unions are continuing to push back on this idea and highlight results such as this survey that say that federal employees feel more productive at home. So there's absolutely a back and forth, and there's questions from coming from Capitol Hill as well on this.
Any other big takeaways from this survey?
Yeah, definitely some of the biggest complaints for returning to the office. One that comes to mind is absolutely the commute. of course, no one likes sitting in traffic and getting to the office. People feel that there's a lot of disruptions from coworkers or distractions. So I think there's a lot of different elements that go into why returning to the office. A lot of federal employees feel like it doesn't make sense and feel like it's actually a hindrance to their productivity and their day-to-day work.
That's Federal News Network's Drew Friedman. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Protesters remain camped out at colleges in D.C. and throughout the country, calling on their schools to cut ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. Severe weather continues to wreak havoc across the Plain States and is now heading east. And Israel's foreign minister said his country could end its assault on Rafah if Hamas will make a deal to free the hostages it holds. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead, where it's now 12:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go back to Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Rich. In Virginia, we have that accident in Alexandria on the Beltway outer loop before Telegraph Road. One vehicle is on fire. All lanes are closed. Fire EMS and police are on the scene. An accident has three right lanes blocked in Annandale on the Beltway outer loop between Braddock Road and the exit for Springfield. Three cars are involved in this. You want to stay to your left to get by. We have an accident with the right lane blocked in Springfield on 95 northbound between Franconia Springfield Parkway and Route 644. Construction has two right lanes blocked in Vienna on Route 7 westbound between Route 123 and the Dulles Toll Road. We're closed due to a construction zone near the Pentagon on Boundary Channel Drive southbound between Route 27 and 395. Construction work in Dumfries on 95 northbound between Dumfries Road and Dale Boulevard. In Maryland, we have an accident reported in Gaithersburg. That's on 270 northbound between Shady Grove Road and Sam Ike Highway. We continue to be closed for a crash investigation. That's in Mechanicsville on Buds Creek Road. Both directions between Mechanicsville Road and Thompson Corner Road. Construction has a right lane closed in Frederick on 270 southbound between Route 15 and Route 80. We're closed in both directions due to construction in Upper Marlboro on Route 382 between Croom Station Road and Sasser Lane. The Beltway looks good from 270 to 95, and the Bay Bridge is moving freely. There's no slowdowns. Doesn't look to be any construction tonight. I have my eyes on the different cameras, and we'll let you know if that changes. In the district, road construction has 295 northbound reduced to one lane between Burroughs Avenue and Eastern Avenue, and construction has the roadway reduced to one lane at 3rd Street Tunnel northbound between D Street and Route 50 and southbound at the split to the freeway. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP Traffic.
And now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Temperatures nice and mild this morning thanks to a warm front that pushed through overnight. And we're waking up to temperatures now in the mid-50s because of that. And we're going to see a warm and almost hot afternoon today with forecast highs in the mid to upper 80s with lots of sunshine. That'll be about 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we saw just yesterday. Now it gets even warmer heading into the week ahead with forecast highs on Monday around 90 degrees. Now if we hit 90 tomorrow, that'll be the first 90 degree day of the year and about 2 weeks earlier than we typically see our first 90 degree day. And the warmth continues into Tuesday, but we'll get a little bit of relief in the form of some rainfall, maybe even a thunderstorm or two by Tuesday afternoon. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we've got 55 up in Rockville, 57 in Ashburn, 54 down at Fort Washington, and we're still at 56 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. And coming up on WTOP, additional charges following a crash in Prince William County that turned fatal. More news in 60 seconds.
Grab your clubs and join Youth Apostles for its annual golf classic at Raspberry Falls Golf and Hunt Club in Leesburg on May 6th.
This is Father Jack, Director of Mission and Development for Youth Apostles. Youth Apostles impacts thousands of young people every day. Your sponsorship allows us to help young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and live lives of prayer, charity, and high moral standards. Thank you, and God bless.
To play or sponsor, visit youthapostles.org.
Junior Achievement is where dreams take flight. We are helping students connect what they learn in school to future work and career success. We are teaching them how to manage money to achieve financial security as adults. And we are showing them that starting a business also means changing lives and communities. However, we can't do it alone. Go to ja.org to learn more.
Washington's top news, WTOP.
Facts matter.
It's 1222. I'm Rich Hunter. Thanks for listening. One person is dead after an early morning crash in Montgomery County. Around 2:30 Saturday morning, Montgomery County officers saw a Dodge sedan speed through the intersection of Rockville Pike and Rollins. Officers followed after the speeding sedan and came across a two-car crash involving the Dodge and a Honda. The driver of the Honda, a woman, was pronounced on the scene. A passenger of the Dodge was injured and taken to an area hospital. The male driver of the Dodge tried to run away from the crash, but was shortly picked up by police. Police are still investigating the fatal crash and ask anyone with information to contact police. Additional charges are pending following a crash in Manassas that turned fatal. More on the story from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
Police in Prince William County continue to investigate an accident the afternoon of April 15th. This at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads. Authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. At the time, both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with critical injuries. A dog in that car was killed. The passenger, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died Friday. The Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor for the Buick driver. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
A University of Virginia transplant surgeon and one of his living organ donors are talking about the benefits of organ donation. WTOP's Dan Ronan reports.
Christopher Rucker of suburban Charlottesville said a friend's recent Facebook post indicating the need for a kidney prompted him to take action. His surgeon, Dr. Sean Peltier of UVA, told reporters the process to become a volunteer, get screened, and go through the surgery only takes a few months, and this humanitarian gesture is often a lifesaver.
Really, in that we have more than 100,000 people on the waiting list. The kidney waiting lists are by far in the longest.
In Rucker's case, everything worked perfectly. Kidneys are not the only living organs that can be donated. Sections of a person's lung, liver, pancreas, and intestine are also eligible. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
And here's Frank Hanran.
If recent memory serves correct, the Washington Commanders drafts have not been the greatest in recent years, but let's see if the 2024 draft class proves to be a big turning point for the franchise. They hope it will be, with quarterback Jaden Daniels taken on Thursday with the number 2 overall selection. NFL draft rounded out on Saturday with the 7th round selection of Javonte Jean-Baptiste from Notre Dame by the Commanders, edge rusher. In the 5th round, Commanders taken linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple and safety Dominique Hampton out of the University of Washington. The Commanders also signed, reportedly, Sam Hartman, the quarterback out of Notre Dame, as an unrestricted free agent. Christian Benteke scores twice as D.C. United takes care of the Seattle Sounders 2-1 at Audi Field. Nationals winners again over the Miami Marlins, taking game 2 of that 4-game series, 11-4 the final down in Miami, as it was a grand slam from Jesse Winker. Got the Nationals the victory. Same 2 against Sunday afternoon from Miami. Orioles winners.